Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Dove Knight. I've been having some problems with my show. I've did some shows and they have been some trouble. So I want to say thank you for listening. You know, when I do these podcasts, it's a way for me to express myself because I love to talk as well as sing. I actually love to sing before I love to talk, but, you know, because I need to talk about a lot of things that goes on with me in my life, because my life has been such a struggle, adversity, but also awareness. I have seen and been around things that were so inspiring. Then I've been around things that were just so dark, even now. But as a person, I grow further on where to go and how to go about it the best way. On one side of the coin, I saw things since I was a child that inspires me or to want to be something more than what I have in an honest way, you know, wanting to be ambitious and wanting to do things. On the other side of the coin, I learned at a young age that the world was very cruel and that being who I am, I have to be careful to keep away from the criminal or from the disturber or the dangerous person. In my current environment, I became I've been a starving artist for many decades, and I have not had much to show for it. And I've written a song that I released to the public. It's for all you Hollywood dreamers like me who wants to go for a dream. Whether you're still struggling, no matter where you go, you know, it could be no matter what city you are in that you have a dream. And I want to get into more detail about that, because what's going on now around the world in particular, there's a lot of people whose dreams they have trouble with dreams. But first, I'm going to just talk about the Hollywood dream is referring to if you're in Hollywood or New York or whatever place that's where it's a bit, you know, where you can go for your dreams. And the song is for people who are struggling, who struggled and trying to get into the business, who are amateurs. The song is also for people like me who are professionals, who got to the professional level and struggling to get a hit. So it's, you know, it's very hard to make dreams come true. So listen to this song first, and then I'll get into more detail about that and related dreams.
I need to tell you,
Spotify, Deezer, it's everywhere. You can listen to iHeart for free. If you got a computer, you can listen to it. Or if you want to listen to it, more information about it, maybe you can talk to me and I can give your, you know, for a dollar or two, you know, I can give you a copy. Not much, you know, if you're interested, or if you're interested in the song, but you can hear it for free. You don't need to contact me, but it's there for you to enjoy. It's professionally made. It's available. I released it as a professional singer-songwriter. Unfortunately, you know, it's very hard to... It was very hard for me to get to the next level. It just simply didn't happen, unfortunately. It's still very hard. There were so many obstacles that happened. And I did the best I could. I'm not giving up at this point. But I'm not going to perform anymore at this stage, at this time. I may change my mind, but I have to take a break from performing or auditions because it was just too long. But they're reminders of the obstacles, whether it's, you know, the record companies rejecting me, or whether it was some dream killer, some person who did not want me to succeed in the business. And I experienced so much of it simply because I have a gift and ambition and trying to do the right thing. And coming across individuals or things that are totally remind me of how hard it is to go for that dream. I don't know why. One reason is I attracted, because perhaps my personality or why I look or something attract a person or people who are totally not what I had in mind. I mean, what's going on with me is something I can simply could not understand. For instance, I came out here to Hollywood to go be in the professional business to be a successful person. Yes, I will admit, I wanted to be the next. Who made it out here in Hollywood? The Doors. I wanted to be the next Jim Morrison. Or Prince. Prince got signed in Hollywood in 77, yeah. I wanted to be the next Prince or Jim Morrison or W. Axl Rose or Vince Neil. Someone who's a lead singer of a band or just a musician or singer. By the way, they got signed to major labels. I wanted to be the next Bret Michaels. I wanted to be the next Sheryl Crow. I wanted to be next Melissa Etheridge and thousands who made it in Los Angeles, Hollywood. Or Bill Withers, he came out here and he made it, okay. He's in R&B, rhythm and blues. Okay, so there's thousands who made it in R&B, pop, rock, okay, and came to Hollywood and made it. Rick James, he came from my hometown, he made it out here, okay. So that's what I came out here for, the professional. Singer, songwriter, to get my songs heard, to make it to the next level, to get that big hit. That's my ambition, that big dream. What I don't like is I came across people who are attracted to me who have all these, who are not into all that. I guess they're so out of touch, or perhaps they're not aware of the environment they're in. This is the entertainment capital of the world. Maybe perhaps New York City or Nashville is probably just as big. Well, New York City, because New York City, that's all the place. I could have went to there to get a contract or try to. But this is where a lot of stars were born and made in music, movies or acting, whatever. Not, you know, you don't have to always go to West Hollywood. Some got signed in, you know, in the Valley or the Great Gabriel Valley or whatever. Some people got signed you know, whatever, in many different ways, luck came to their way. And that was my goal. But my problem is I was attracting people who thought, oh, I'm just doing it for a hobby. I'm just going to go and sing and play at a little center, and then that's it, and feel good and have fun. That's not what I came out here for. If I came out here to be an amateur or just to sit on my ass and play in a guitar or play, sing, and that's it, and feel good about that, and that's all, I would not be in L.A. I came to get to the bigger stage. I was on stage a lot when I was younger. You know, I came to be at the Whiskey Go-Go. I came at a little club and sing and get heard by a record company. They like my singing or they like my songwriting and go to the next level. Unfortunately, I'm one of those people that has taken a very long time and still struggling. Millions. Because there are millions of these aspiring artists out here. And they're not just in West Hollywood. They're in, you know, they are in the San Fernando Valley. They are in San Gabriel Valley. They are in Santa Monica. Not just in West Hollywood. And I know that the record companies are in Burbank, and record companies in Canoga Park, and record companies as well as in West Hollywood, etc. Just as the studios to make it in movies in Burbank and whatever. This is an entertainment place. Whether you're in West Hollywood or 20 miles outside of it, it's an entertainment place. There are millions out here just like me. So what's going on is I don't want to attract people who don't understand me or try to undermine my potential. I have people say they don't want me to make it. Or people say I cannot sing, put me down. Or people say I'm out of touch with reality. From what I know, there are millions of people, and there are millions, they're not just young, there are old people, young and old, who wants to be singers and songwriters, as well as people in acting and so on. There are millions of art entertainers, aspiring entertainers like me, and I'm trying to get to the next level. And I realized that it was not worth going all those decades. It taken a toll on me. So for me, I had to let it go. But I'm not quitting the entertainment industry. I'm just doing it for songwriting behind the scenes. Or whatever. If I quit, I paid my dues, okay? I did the best I can. It's very hard. The rejections, the long consuming, I mean, I can't go out there and keep doing it. For me, because it's just too hard. But I don't need to come around somebody who don't understand my ambitions or objectives. So I had to go back to college to have something to fall back on. I did that when my complication didn't come out a long time ago. I mean, complication came out, and no one gave me a chance. It's very hard to go for ambitions to be in law school or something. I'm struggling there. You know? I'm trying to do the right thing. And as a good person who has morals, and I don't have no antisocial personality. I'm not an antisocial person. I'm not someone who's going to do bad things to anybody because I know that's morally, ethically, spiritually wrong. I'm somebody who's always respect other people. My problem is dealing with people who are totally the opposite from me, who are not people I would prefer to hang around. I prefer to hang around the most open-minded, progressive people, but the most healthiest people, you know, aspiring people like me who have interests, who, you know, I like to hang around with people like that, or people, or artists, or intellectuals, or people who want to be somebody or is somebody like want to do something more to better their lives. I cannot hang around with somebody who wants to undermine my ambitions or simply do not understand me at all. And when I do these podcasts, they simply do not understand me. And it's fine. I ain't going to put them down because I'm not that kind of person. I just said I need to hang out with people who I prefer to hang out with. Or someone who's interested in my music for all the right reasons. I like to have that music because I could have checked over my singing or my songwriting and said, oh, you can do this and do that. I haven't gotten even, you know, I got rejected not just for my singing but for my songwriting. And people say I'm a great songwriter. Great songwriter. Who signed me? So I was frustrated. So it was very hard, but I continue to believe. But I don't want a dream killer to come around me or an unhealthy person to come around me because that is just remind me I have to keep away. Because positive situations, positive people, positive consequences. A negative person cannot hang around a positive person. A dream killer cannot hang around a dreamer. It just don't work. It cannot. I know what, people who are antisocial always criticize, you know, the ones that came across me criticize me. Criticize what I'm working or they criticize, the way I look. They criticize, everything is negative. It's negative, negative, negative. That shows that they are who they are that I need to stay away from. They want to take away my dream. It's nothing positive. It's very hard, you know, and in particular with employment, where there are a bunch of artists out here, there's some who are living on the streets of West Hollywood or the Valley or Santa Monica. They're unemployed. They can't find a job, but they are extremely talented. And there's a whole bunch of singers and songwriters who were unemployed when they got signed, and when they were unemployed, they were playing their instruments all the time or singing, and then when they got signed, they were making money singing and playing instruments all the time. That should not be a barrier to someone's talent or chance to get in their business. Yeah, I mean, you need to check out each person. It really is about the priorities or making excuses to hinder someone's potential. But I also, you know, a lot of these people are not musicians, or they just say all this stuff and they don't write music, they don't sing, so I have to let them go. Now, if they do, they have a right to their opinion. That doesn't mean their opinion is going to determine my destiny. But I don't need to listen to negativity, or someone's going to try to say something that's so negative. Excuse, oh, you're too fat, or you don't have the right look, or you're not employed with the right company to be in the business, or some crazy stuff. You didn't work enough. That is what you call negative, negative, negative excuse to hinder my dream, and I need to stay away from this person. This person should move on. Stay away. It's too negative. So I try to be careful dealing with directly, because you have to deal with people directly, you know, or, you know, to get in business or to aspire. I can't deal with somebody who I don't know from a distance. That's impossible. I'm bringing this up because I dealt with insanity where people who I don't know, perhaps they know me from a long time ago, whatever, don't talk to me directly and yell at me and target me and get obsessed. I had even a stalker. That is crazy. That's definitely dangerous. It requires police or something. So what's going on with me is I'm trying to stay healthy, aware, go for dreams. It's very hard. Stay away from the negative. I also realized as I got older that being healthy and staying with right people may include people from your biological family, because family is spiritual. It's not all the time biological. So the saying blood is thicker than water is not necessarily true. If your family member is unhealthy, or you're born to an uncle or a parent or somebody who's dangerous, you need to stay away from them. It's about the inside. Family could be anywhere. Love does not see family or color. It only see love. That's the highest form of spirituality. But if you do have a good family that's biological, then that's great. That's great. That's great. Then you're lucky. But if you don't, find family somewhere else. Family goes beyond race, color, creed, religion, sexual orientation. It doesn't see those categories. It just see love and acceptance. And it's important that we spread love, because when I talk about dreams, they are people who have the simple dream of having a home or having a place to live is being obliterated right now in Ukraine. I personally think that's wrong, that we're Russia invading Ukraine. There is no excuse. That's evil. But I hope that I can be of some help to donate. Even though I'm poor, I will try to donate to Ukraine. Ukraine should not be invaded. Those people are innocent. The president of Ukraine's parents were victims of the Holocaust. And now he's going through another Holocaust of his own with a deranged man named Putin invading his country. That is wrong, wrong, wrong. We got to help their dreams come true, to find a place to live and to keep their country. Because I know a lot of them are moving out of Ukraine, temporary or permanent, unfortunately, because of evil. It's important that I'm glad that everybody's getting in, trying to do the best they can to stop Russia from doing what they're doing to innocent people in the Ukraine. Because what Russia doing is wrong. And I say that in my own life, when I was homeless, how being on the street made me feel so low and so hard. It affected me to this day. I lived in the gutter. I can understand no one should be homeless. And no one should be deprived of the right to liberty and freedom and happiness. And no one should be deprived or harassed like I have, or targeted simply because I'm a good person, I have a dream. My dream to make it in Hollywood should not be taken away by some evil human being who simply want to target me simply because I have a gift and who can't leave me alone. That person should be ashamed of themselves. That person should go back and find their own self by looking in the mirror and move on and stop trying to hinder me, because they morally and ethically what they're doing is wrong. Just like what's going on in Ukraine is wrong. But that happens all the time on a spiritual level or literally. People are trying to take other people's dreams away, harass people, hurt people. It's wrong. So let's all save our prayers for the Ukraine, because I'm a Buddhist. I'm a gay man who's a Buddhist. Let's have prayers for the Ukraine and prayers for everybody who really is trying to do the right thing by making their dreams come true. And also say prayers for the evil and Putin and others who are doing wrong to people like you and me who are trying to do the right thing. We must stop evil as much as possible. People in Ukraine had a dream of having a home country to live, to work, or to just be themselves, to live in a democracy that's being obliterated by evil misdeeds by a deranged, dangerous person like Putin. It is no excuse for Trump to say that Putin was a genius. Was an aberration. How could a former president say something like that to a man who has killed thousands of people and invaded another country for no reason other than for self-centered motives? I am not trying to be political. What I'm trying to say is it's just wrong. It's wrong, period. It's no excuse. So when you see people in Ukraine, it's a reminder that we must stick to our guns and go for our dreams and don't let no evil human being, no matter what they are, take them away. And please, let's say prayers for the Ukraine and for all those who need it, like you and me. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.